Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. As I record this right now, I'm looking at the trending tags on Twitter, and Thursday Thoughts and National Burrito Day are two of the top trending hashtags at this moment. Clients approach me all the time and ask about whether they can protect or register hashtags that they use in social media to promote their brands and services and products. The answer, like most things in trademark law, is, well, it depends. It's not a simple black and white. But the answer is that hashtags can sometimes be protected as trademarks, but the use to collate posts on social media with a tag using a particular phrase is generally not going to function as a trademark. So a hashtag, a phrase that begins with the hash and is used for some other service, perhaps it's used on a product as part of a brand name, or perhaps it's actually used as a slogan in advertising the services and not merely to point to social media collating, then it may function as a trademark and it may be registrable. So there are many hashtags, there are many phrases that begin with the numeral sign or the hash sign that are registered on the USPTO. But there are also many applications for hashtags that have failed at the USPTO because they weren't being used in a manner that really indicated the source of a product or service. They weren't being used in a manner that indicated that functioned as a trademark. So if you have a hashtag or are thinking about using a hashtag and want to talk about whether or not it can or should be protected and registered, that's something that we can do as part of a consultation. Find me at ericpelton.com/contact. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.